There's so much in our lives that we can do. We could all be up at 6 a.m. with total passion for living. We could all be as fit and healthy and as strong as we can imagine. We all have the capability for that. We could all have the impact on our friends and our kids and our families that we want to have. We could also be happy every single day. We could. It's not impossible. The problem is our belief systems keep us from actually engaging the parts of us that would make that a must and not a should. Because we all got lots of shoulds, right? I should do this, I should do that, I should go on a diet, I should follow through, I should spend more time, I should make that extra call, but we don't actually do it. We just, what I call, should all over ourselves, basically. And so we want to turn those shoulds into musts. And anybody can do that. How many of you have had an experience where in a moment, something you've been working on for years or struggled with for months, you just like nothing worked and all of a sudden, wham, I mean, you just, something happened, you said, that is it, never again, no more, and you made the shift in a relationship, in your business, in your career, someplace in life. How many can relate to this? Say, I. This is really the beginning of a journey, and it's a journey that I can promise you will be one you won't forget, not because I'm so great, but because you got all these things inside of you. If you came here for me to be your guru, you came to the wrong place, because that's not what I'm about. I'm just a guy. I have some really good solutions to ideas because for 2 decades of my life, 21 years now, it's been my obsession. What makes people what they do, and how do you change it quickly when what they're doing is not what they want? How do you produce results? And I've been now with, you know, about 2 million people from 65 countries, so you don't have to be too smart over 2 decades of that many patterns to start seeing there are patterns in human behavior, and they're predictable patterns. And when you know what they are, you can change things in lightning-like speed, just like your mechanic knows how to fix your car, hopefully, or your computer expert pretends that they know the answer to that. Each one of you have your focus. You have an area of your life that you know much more than I do, and you're an expert in that area. So I'm not coming to you this weekend as having all the answers, but I've got some that work just because they work globally, meaning worldwide, no matter what your background is, what your past experience is, your gender, your color, your religious beliefs. There are certain fundamental laws of the human psyche and the human physiology that when you engage them, you will get results, period. In fact, I got a question for you. How many of you in this room have ever gone to an educational experience of any sort, a seminar, university experience, anything? You learned something you really thought was valuable. I mean, you really truly knew was valuable, but then you never actually applied what it is you learned. How many have had this experience? Say, I. How many have had this happen to you more than once in your lifetime? Say, I. How many still feel like you're intelligent? Say I. How is it that an intelligent person like you and I could learn something more than once, know it's valuable, and then never use it? Well, the answer is because we've all been taught a big lie. The lie is that information is power. Information is not power. Information is potential power. Only one thing gives you power, and that's action. But I want to tell you right now, I don't believe in positive thinking. Positive thinking says, go to your garden and say, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Okay? I got news for you, buddy. There are weeds there and they're gonna take your garden. Okay? So I'm not one of those positive thinking people. I want you to be clear about that. I believe in intelligence. Intelligence says this. Number one, see it as it is, but don't see it worse than it is, which is what most people do out of fear. Most people are so afraid of being disappointed again that they say they're skeptical or they're pessimistic. When someone says they're skeptical or pessimistic, you can translate that real quickly as I'm fearful. I'm afraid to get hurt. I'm afraid to get my hopes up. I'm afraid to try again. I'm afraid to go through the disappointment. I'm afraid of what other people say if I don't look good and it doesn't work out well. I'm afraid to fail. That's pessimism. That's skepticism. Courage means you got to see it as it is, but you also, step two, got to see it better than it is. You got to know how it really is, but then you got to get a vision for what you want. There's a great book called The Good Book that says, without a vision, people perish. And you know what? We all have to have a compelling vision, a compelling future. How many of you know exactly what you want in your life? How many have no clue? Where are the rest of you people? Kind of in between? Well, I'm not quite sure. On the cusp, are you? So we're going to help you develop what is that compelling future. But you got to see it is, you got to see it better than it is, and then you got to make it the way you see it. And the way I'm going to show you how to do that is really fundamental. It requires 3 things I've mentioned. Number one, you want to change your life, there's only one way. You've got to raise your standards. And I know that sounds unbelievably stupid and simplistic, but it is the only way in which a person's life changes. What does it mean to change your standards? It means you have to take the shoulds in your life and make them musts. Because as long as it's a should, you'll do it when it's convenient, and convenience does not create consistency. And if you're good at anything, you're consistent. If you've got a great relationship, it's not because once in a while you show up and are passionate and loving. It's consistency that makes a relationship work. It's consistency that will give you financial independence, not being good for a while with your investments or being good for a while in your earnings. It's consistency. And the only way to get that is to have a standard, a must. And people, all of us in this room right now, have exactly what we must have. You say, no, Tony, I'm struggling. I don't have what I must have. Trust me, I must have a better relationship than this. I must have more money than this. I must have less weight on my body than I got right now. Trust me, it's a must. No, not yet. Unless you're in the process, unless you really are making progress, the answer is no, it's still a should. And so what we gotta do is get it to a must. And when it's a must, everything in life changes. Michael Jordan, great example. And one of the things that's neat about Michael is if you ask Michael, you know, what is it that separates you from everybody else? What's made you the best that exists? He's very humble, really warm, and he thanks for the comment. And I say, you know, is it talent? Is it ability? Is it God-given gifts? I mean, what is it? And Michael will tell you, he said, Tony, no one has a higher demand on themselves than I have on me. He said, I don't compete with other people. I compete with what my best could possibly be. Because if I competed with other people, then I'm only gonna push myself so hard. His standard is really simple. He modeled it from a man named Dr. J. Dr. J in his day was probably the best player of the league. And he had a simple philosophy. Dr. J, somebody came to him when he was in his mid-30s, and they said to him, Dr. J, how come you're so darn good? How come you're so lucky to have all these skills? And Dr. J was a very cool guy, never got upset. But he also got a little heated, and he said, let me tell you why I'm this way. Because every day since I was 7 years old, I've demanded more from myself than anyone else could possibly expect. I thought, isn't that interesting? If every day you demanded more from yourself than anyone else could expect of you. If it wasn't the standards of what other people think, but it was the standards of what you were capable of, if that was the must for you, not the should, then would you eat differently today? If you had to be that great every day in your relationship, even though you're exhausted and tired, you're gonna go home and be that passionate, that committed, if that was a must to be your absolute best every single day, to have a higher demand on yourself than your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend could ever imagine, if that was your standard for yourself, how would you show up on a daily basis in your relationship? What would your relationship look like? You could take that any area of your life. But people the best have those standards.